Deputy Director for the Division of Parks and Recreation. In your booklet there, starting on page 34, begins some of the reports regarding our camping, visitation, and revenue. Starting off with page 34 is our December revenue report. Again, not a lot of revenue generated in the month of December, but items of interest include a pretty high spike in annual sticker sales and park entrance license sales there. As you can see, some double, triple digit increases there, but obviously the result of that is the fee increase that became effective January 1, obviously stimulated a lot of early birds going out and getting their park stickers this fall before the price went up. So that's kind of what's driving a lot of those numbers there. We're seeing some good healthy numbers for the camping services that relate to the advanced reservations at Custer State Park that are allowed to be taken at least a 1 year of ahead of time. So so that makes up what those camping numbers there means. So yeah, there's in December you'll see some kind of different numbers there. Some are really kind of extremely high and different things like that. But also just keep in mind December, it's kind of one of those months where we do some of the auditing and cleanup in our accounting systems. We're collecting park stickers from vendors out there that have been selling stickers for us. And so sometimes when you bring in some of those things back into the office, count them up, it amounts to some numbers that can cause some swings there on our December numbers. But overall, in the big scheme of things, not that significant. The next page, 34A, you see our year-to-date revenue. We're down 4% for these revenue categories for the calendar year 2019, about $623,000 less than last year that were brought in. But again, the flooding and the park closures as a result of that flooding was obviously a big reason for that. You see the decreases in camping was the bulk of that, about $455,000, or 73% of that decrease was attributable to loss of camping services. But as far as park entrance license revenue, which is folks coming in for both camping and day use, we're only down $160,000, or about 26% of that decrease. So again, a lot of that revenue loss attributable to some of the reduced camping opportunities there. So our year-to-date camping number, which is one of our most reliable metrics that we measure how a year went, we ended the year with 305,000 camping units, which is about 28,000 less than last year. As you can kind of start piecing together from some of the district and park specific numbers, obviously one of the biggest drivers is our District 10, which is our lower Lake Francis Case parks that saw the biggest decreases, with Randall Creek Recreation Area being closed all year, North Point and some of those other surrounding recreation areas closed as the levels of Lake Francis Case rose to the point where we had to close some of those parks there. So just those camping units in District 10 alone make up 42% of the lost camping units there. Our peak number of camping units that we've seen throughout the history of the state parks was in 2017. We had 342,000 camping units there, so we're still below what our peak number was 2 years ago, but still well above our 10-year average. Back in 2009, 10 years ago, we were running at about 250,000 camping units, and even going back as far as 2003, we're just breaking 200 camping units. So camping remains very popular, very strong, but also very weather dependent, and hopefully we're ready for a year where we can see some strong shoulder season use. We can get folks out in the parks early and keep them busy throughout the summer and keep them late in the fall. So with that kind of summarizes our year-end camping and visitation revenue reports, and I'd be glad to take any questions.
Questions? Comments? Okay. Good to go. Thank you.
Yeah, one other plug. I always try to leave things on a positive note, but we had our January 1st, first day hikes out in the parks, and it was, we've been doing this for, maybe up to 10 years, but, it's kind of a national movement to try to get folks out using the parks on January 1st. We call them first day hikes, and had booming success. It was one of the best years we've ever had. We had over 250 people at Good Earth that attended that hike and day there, and I think at Custer State Park had similar numbers, 250 there, for a total of almost 900 folks that took advantage of those half dozen or so events out there. So it was a real good start to the year, and a lot of folks, again, it was a nice day, and a lot of folks took advantage of it and got out there and enjoyed the parks for that day. So,
good. Okay,
thank you.
Great, thanks. So, for our next meeting, we're going to have some controversial subjects, and I know we're going to be in a big room, so I'm not worried about the room, but I think we should give some thought to starting time. I mean, I don't know, but we may have a number of people, and I know we're going to try to have people available to speak at Sioux Falls and Rapid City. Anyway, I guess what I'm getting at is the logistics for next meeting might be different than normal, maybe not, but we should think about it. And I don't know of any other new subjects to add, except I see in the journal today there's an interest growing in the Jenny Gulch exploration drilling project, and I know we've talked about that at some point in the past, but maybe we should consider putting that on the agenda too. I think the fly fishers had a special session on that Thursday night, maybe. But anyway, anything else for the good of the order? You gonna come back next month? Are you going to come back to the next meeting?
All right.
Yeah. Okay, we're adjourned. Thanks.